Welcome to an audio lesson from Seat of the Soul Institute. This lesson is called An Introduction to Spiritual Partnership.
This is Gary Zukav. Today I'm going to talk to you about spiritual partnership. Spiritual partnership has become one of the most exciting aspects of my life. And once you understand it, I'm sure that it's going to become one of the most or the most exciting aspect in yours. There's a lot of exciting aspects in my life. One of them was the realization that I do not need to be controlled by my fears. In other words, if I'm angry, I don't need to speak in an angry way. I don't need to shout, and I don't need to withdraw. If I'm feeling frightened, I don't need to go around the house and put everything in order like I used to do. I thought I was just a neat person, and then I began to make the connection. I began to see that I did that when I was feeling stressed, and then I could use any impulses like that as an indicator to me to look inside myself, to experience my emotions, and they were always painful, and then to challenge and heal the frightened part of my personality that was creating that compulsive or obsessive behavior, or addictive behavior. Also, I have developed the ability, and you will develop the ability, to look inside yourself in the same way, to experience your emotions before you do the things that have created so many destructive consequences for you in your life, such as trying to dominate people, shouting at people, becoming enraged, needing to please, and then afterwards resenting the person that you tried to please. Well, these are all exciting aspects of my life. The ability to change my life, the realization that I can step into my life with consciousness, and I have stepped into my life with consciousness, but it's not the end of the story. This is an ongoing process. It is the process that you were born to engage in, and through this process to create authentic power, a life of harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence. Now, what has this got to do with spiritual partnership? It's got everything to do with spiritual partnership, because spiritual partnership is the arena in which individuals who are all committed to that same goal, to creating authentic power, interact, and they bring to their interactions their own respective commitments to their own spiritual growth. And this is a new type of relationship in the human dynamic. It hasn't existed before because there hasn't been a need for it before. Until relatively recently, we have been a five-sensory species for the most part. That means a species that has been limited in its perception to the five senses. And now we are becoming a species that is not confined to the five senses. We are becoming multisensory. And with the emergence of multisensory perception, which means you can see more than your eyes and your ears and your nose and your sense of smell and your touch can tell you or show you, as we become multisensory, and hundreds of millions of humans are, and within a few generations, all humans will become multisensory. As that happens, our understanding of power changes and our evolutionary goal changes. In fact, it's already changed, and we are awakening to that change now. Our understanding of power has changed from the ability to manipulate and to control to the alignment of your personality with your soul, to creating a personality that is humble and loving and clear and forgiving, rather than merely surviving. All of the relationships that we had in the past were established to facilitate our survival, to enhance our probabilities of survival. Now that we are becoming multisensory, we are being given the gift of intuition, the gift of seeing more of our world than we ever could see before, and our relationships require different things. Our relationships require others who are doing the same, so that together we can support one another in the creation of authentic power. And this doesn't mean, by the way, that we teach each other or we try to fix each other or we point out to each other what each other is doing wrong. All of that is the pursuit of external power, the ability to manipulate and to control. Whenever you try to change someone else in order to make you feel better, that's the pursuit of external power, and that produces only violence and destruction. It doesn't work anymore. It used to be good medicine for us. We used to be able to evolve through the pursuit and development of external power. But now we can no longer. In order to evolve, we need to create authentic power. So if in your relationships you are still trying to change the person or the people that you are with, you are pursuing external power, and you will be able to see for yourself whether or not I'm correct when I say that it will and can produce only violence and destruction, in this case emotional violence and emotional destruction. Now, even though we're becoming multisensory, and in fact, even because we are becoming multisensory, we are becoming more and more aware of those parts of our personality that keep us from experiencing authentic power. Those are the parts of our personality that are frightened. And by that I mean the parts that are angry, the parts that are jealous, the parts that are resentful, the parts that rage, or the parts that withdraw, the parts that become weepy, the parts that need to please. All of these are different experiences of fear. And identifying them and changing them through your own decisions, with your own awareness, with your own commitment to creating authentic power, is now our evolutionary pathway. And so, as you interact with others who are doing the same thing, you enter a special arena, a special dynamic in which you are enabled to look at your own fears, the parts of your personality that have had you in control for so long, that have created so many destructive consequences for you, and change them because of what you recognize in yourself through your interactions. Now, that's how you create authentic power all the time. But when you're doing it with someone else who is doing the same, then you both have the opportunity to look at yourselves from an impersonal perspective. That means to look at the dynamics between you, not to take them personally or so personally as you would have at one time, but rather to look at what they are showing you, what your own emotional reactions are showing you about yourself, and you will find this a very interesting perspective to hold. And this is the perspective that's becoming available to you, by the way, as you become multisensory. So what is spiritual partnership exactly? It is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. A partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth means the creation of authentic power, the alignment of your personality with your soul. Everyone knows what equality means, but very few people experience equality. So we will return to this at another time. In the meanwhile, think about spiritual partnership. Think about how you could use a spiritual partnership in your life. Think about the relationships that you're in now and see if any of them might be wanting to become spiritual partnerships. Think about all of these things. Be gentle with yourself. Observe your life more and more closely, and we'll speak again.
This has been a presentation of Seed of the Soul Institute. Please come to seedofthesoul.com for community, tools, resources, and support for your journey to authentic power.